case number, it's first case, 10,634, the first case, which was taken under advisement. And this is where they need to make, split this to make two partials, two separate buildings, for two separate, I guess, buildings here. And to request the financing for one.
Yes.
And they've already got the survey done, as I asked the gentleman.
I have it if you would like to look at it.
And you have it there. I haven't seen it anymore. Is there any questions from members of the board on it? Any further questions or debate? Mr. McCabe? Mr. McCabe, how do you feel?
I have no problem with it. It's a lot of variances, but, you know.
Right.
You're getting all the variances because of putting two parcels together.
No, separating the two parcels. Yeah, they have to. Yeah, get them separated.
It was one parcel, then.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's getting like that.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. And you want to refinance it so they can go ahead and rebuild that, or build that shelter, make it for a shelter.
Okay.
That's the only reason being and why they need the 250 foot.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Russ?
Now, they're separating the parcels, but is the church maintaining ownership of both parcels?
Couldn't tell you that.
No,
I think
can't.
He testified.
The pastor of the church and the CEO of the other, so I'm assuming it's going to be, you know, that's only one can do that. That's a good question, but I can only assume there could be, you know, the two parcels, he's going to be
I guess
both of them, right? Am I right in saying that?
I guess it really doesn't matter, but because they need the property for a loan on the one property, right?
Right, I'm sure, yeah, to make the shelter, to make it bigger, make the shelter.
I guess ownership doesn't really matter, but.
No, but it's a good question, though, but the way he had stated that he was going to be the,
somebody's going to own it, right?
The church owned one part, and he's the president, or the pastor of that.
I think they'll own both.
Yeah, own both of them.
I'm not positive, but I think they're going to own both.
Well, the church
owned
both places, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two different parcels,
yeah.
Okay.
Except one's got
just operating under two different ministries.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way I understand it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Mills, how are you?
My only concern was he didn't address any of the standards.
He didn't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I didn't understand where it was unique. It's obviously created by the applicant. It's otherwise developed. My assumption would be that it doesn't alter the essential character in the neighborhood and.
I'm going to take a look at it again.
You know, as far as relief,
okay.
You know, it's a financial thing, but I guess what I'm saying is I'm not opposed to it. It just concerns me it doesn't address the standard, or they didn't address the standards.
I guess you could look at it as being unique in the fact that it, in physical circumstances, it's all in one
parcel.
One parcel, and they're operating two ministries, but. But he didn't address them. You're correct in that.
Something of a request of this size or magnitude, I think, is better represented by legal counsel, but that's their choice as well.
Okay.
I'd like to table it so we can look at it.
Can't consider that.
Yeah.
Can't consider that.
I hear you.
You can't consider it if you go look at it.
You can't now?
No. That's one of the things we'll talk about in a little while. Basically,
the King case.
You can't go out and look at it for the purpose of making findings of fact or for yourself to verify whether or not he's hit the standard. You can only do that really to make clear what evidence you've already heard at the public hearing.
So, right, before,
for example, when you get if you get one person that says one thing and the other person says something just the opposite, you go out to find out which one's correct.
Okay.
But where you don't have a whole lot of evidence to begin with, if you go out and look at it and come back with impressions that were not made at this public hearing, that's improper because basically you're making yourself a witness.
Okay. But beforehand, I can go, you can look at a case beforehand, though.
It's best to look at them beforehand.
Beforehand.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the better practice.
So things we've been tabling to go look at, we're not been doing it the right way.
Correct, to a great extent, yeah.
Okay. I don't do that, then. I can vote on it, then.
Yeah, the problem is if you go out now, you're not going to learn anything new.
Okay.
Or if you do, it's inadmissible.
You can't consider this one,
though. Okay.
Okay. Appreciate that. All right. Well, if there's no further discussion on it, and if we're ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion then.
We have to be concerned about an appeal, but so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not against it.
No, I'm not against it none whatsoever.
Should table it, and because maybe some of the stuff we'll talk about later will.
Table it. Okay. Till next
week. Make some more sense, yeah.
So okay, we can do that.
So table it.
Till next week. I got a motion by Brent, by Mr. Workman, second by Mr. Mill, that we table it. To our next. As you said, David?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
To our next regular meeting. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. It will be July, okay, 12. Keep that one down.